never trust guys in a rock band, never trust guys in any band, never trust musicians in general, even if they play the clarinet, because they're sketchy.
I will say I dated a drummer, and he was not sketchy. Well, he couldn't pay bills, but he was like a good guy. He didn't cheat on me. But then I dated a guitar player, lead singer, Sketchville, USA.
Mm-hmm. So what we're thinking is going on here is Sam has got a girlfriend named Zoe, and she's spending a lot of time with the, is he the guitar player, drummer, lead singer, bass player? What is he in this band, Sam?
The guitar player.
Okay, so guitar player. They're usually right out front.
Yep.
They're super sexy.
Always sexy.
Charismatic.
Yep.
They act like they just own the world and you believe it.
They either have great hair or they're like the bald kind of guy that can pull off being a bald kind of guy.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, Sam, by the way, thanks for being on War of the Roses. Thanks for letting us handle this for you. Tell me a little bit about the situation and everything that makes you wonder whether you should have Zoe the little trap set for her.
It's weird, but like, okay, so I'll explain. Like, so we used to go to the, Zoe's been obsessed with this band, right? And she's never invited me because it's not really like my kind of music, but, you know, we went once and I just didn't really like it. And like ever since then, she's never invited me. And, you know, but she still goes. And I feel like she's like always, like, I always thought like she's had this thing for like the guitar player, you know. And like the one time, like, I did actually go with her, you know, afterwards we went out to this bar, and then like he was there and she avoided like being seen with me and seeing him. Like, she kept avoiding him, and like he'd go to the bar where she was and she'd say, she like, oh, I want to go close up to the stage. And then he'd like make his way up there, and then she'd like need to go to the bathroom. And it's like, she didn't
wait. So she was avoiding you? She was avoiding you, or she was avoiding him?
Well, no, it was like she didn't want him to like see her with me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Weird. Yeah.
Okay. So what other signs are there that, so she goes out to this bar or this, wherever this band played. And they're not playing now lately because there's nowhere to play. But when she did, you would not get invited along because she would say, well, I took you one time and you pissed and moaned the entire time and looked at your watch and you couldn't. Is that kind of what it is?
I mean, that's what she's trying to make it out to be.
Okay. So what do you think, Fallon? Is that, would you take, I wouldn't take out somebody who had a miserable time at an event and then is like, you know, but the good thing is, there's nothing going on with the band right now.
Yeah.
But there might be something going on with the bandmate because you have another little something that you saw that makes you wonder what the heck.
Yeah. So I found like a, it was super weird, but I found a receipt for 3 roller dogs on the garage floor. I mean, all right, so first of all, she would never eat one in a sitting. I mean, I guess she would eat one at most. But there's no way she would have 3. I mean, plus there was like mustard. She doesn't use condiments. I mean, she eats them dry.
Wait, where'd you find the mustard?
I found, like, they're like mustard packets, and I found them in like the passenger side door.
Okay, you know? So now I get this because if Susan ever went to place and got a roller dog,
hell yeah,
I'd be like, "What'd you get a? You're so not a roller dog kind of a person." And if I found the receipt that said roller dog, roller dog, roller dog, I'd be like, what the hell? You don't eat one roller dog, much less 3. So you confronted her about it. What'd she tell you?
Well, she claimed that she was really hungry and that she had such a big appetite.
Mm.
I mean,
do you buy that?
What I think is I just imagine her like going and, you know, picking up this guy and going and getting, you know, these roller dogs and then eating them in her car, you know, with him.
Okay, I could ask you, what's wrong with that? I mean, what is wrong with that, except that she's lying about it? Now, if she said, oh, yeah, you know, the guy from the band, whatever his name is, you know, we just met, we were just chatting, and we stopped at Quick Trip, we got some roller dogs or whatever, and but the fact that she's lying about it, because I'm going with you.
I'm going to go back a little bit. There is no way, even if they were not lying about it, there is no way if Jake was like, yeah, I'm just going with like this girl, this bartender at this bar to get roller. I'd be like, no, you're not. What do you mean you're going to grab lunch with this girl from this bar? Are you nuts?
Why can't he go have lunch with the girl from the bar?
That's weird to me.
What if he tells you about it in advance?
That's weird to me.
Okay.
I'm not saying you are not allowed to have any female friends, but that's weird to me.
Okay. Then the big part here, because you mentioned in your email about you guys, even though you're a couple, you have not hooked up in a long time, right?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, the last time was Valentine's Day, and that was literally only because it was a holiday. I mean, and then before that, it was like, man, I don't even know.
That's
like,
a bit, you know, that's a really bad sign, because I don't know how old you are, but I'm going to guess you're like young, 25, or around there somewhere. That should not be happening.
Yeah.
For any good reason. So that's a big red flag. So there's a couple of things that are going on here, including, I'm trying to picture roller dogs. Fallon, are they just that you pull them out and you put them on the bun?
Yeah, they're just like, they just sit there and rotate. That's why they're called roller dogs.
What are the ones that have the bread put around it already? Is that a pig in a blanket?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Glad we're breaking down our dog.
Fallon and I are going to leave. We're going to take a break. We're going to go down to the Quick Trip right now and get a little snack, and we'll be back to make the phone call on War of the Roses. Let me ask you this before we make the phone call. I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, do you ever eat roller dogs? Number two, do you think the sex thing is a big red flag? Do you think that, I don't know, that she's got something going on with the guitar player in the band? And anything else you want to mention about War of the Roses, text me at KDWB1-53921. We'll make the phone call when we come right back on KDWB. Here's a couple of text messages on War of the Roses. The evidence is a receipt found on the garage floor for roller dogs. He's like, my girlfriend does not buy or eat roller dogs, much less three of them. I guess I can see the receipt in my mind.
Yeah.
It's a little bit wrinkly.
Yeah.
They've driven over it a couple of times, so it's got some little like pock marks in it where they drove over gravel. Okay. That's what I'm seeing in my mind. Okay. And it says roller dog 99, roller dog 99, roller dog 99. And so he finds this receipt. He's like, did you get roller dogs? Yeah. Well, did you get three of them? He's like, there's no way you would eat three roller dogs.
She's like, I have a big appetite.
She finds he finds a mustard packet. And then there's just some other things. She likes this guy in a band. And they used to go see the guy in the band. And the guy in the band and her would just kind of like, they'd be too, a little bit too flirty close. So we're going to find out what's going on. Here's a text message that says she for sure is cheating. Women need to enjoy themselves, too, and if it's not with their boyfriend, it's with someone else. Wow, they haven't been together since Valentine's Day.
A friend of mine knew someone who would use roller dogs as something other than to eat.
Yeah.
Not good to eat, necessarily, but they're good for something else.
You got to be kidding me. Come on. It's a friend of a friend. I don't believe you. Here's another one. Not a chance in this world I'd ever let my boyfriend, fiance, or husband ever meet and pick up another girl and have lunch together in their car. That's so wrong on so many levels. If you're exclusive to one person, you don't do that kind of ish with somebody else. I completely agree with Fallon, and I don't see how you don't think it's wrong or weird, Dave. I think that, well, I mean, I have women friends, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go to lunch with, like, this person. Or this person, as long as I tell her about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that depends on if you all of a sudden started having lunch with someone she didn't know. I don't think she. I mean, maybe she would. I would be weirded out by that.
I kind of get that too. Yeah, most of them know Susan.
Yeah,
and
obviously I get like lunch with my friend Harry all the time, but Jake knows him and knows that there's nothing between us at all. So. It's not weird.
It's pretty harmless, right? So let's find out what happens when we call her and offer the roses. Or not the roses. It's going to be a dinner. Because we figure, yeah, a guy would probably like roses. But a woman sending roses to a guy, probably a better thing is like, hey, we got like a patio date for you. We'll give you a gift card to like a local brew pub or something like that. So we're going to call her, set the trap, and then see who she chooses to go on the date with on War of the Roses.
Zoe, we are going to set up. I know we're socially distancing, but you know, now that restaurants have patios again, we are able to set up reservations for some patio dining for you and a guest. So what I'll need from you is the name of your guest. We put that on the reservation.
Okay. It'll be Tyler.
Okay, perfect.
So you didn't want to choose. Oh, by the way, hi, Zoe. It's Dave over at KDWB Radio. We've been kind of listening in to this whole conversation, so I know you're a little bit confused. But we listened in as you said you wanted to have this little date with somebody else, but not your boyfriend, Sam. That's kind of weird. But what's also weird is Sam heard it, too, because Sam is listening on the phone right now, and he just heard you pick somebody else over him for this date.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I wanted to hang out with my friend Tyler. I get to see Sam all the time.
Is Tyler the guy in the band by any chance? Because we've been talking about like a guy in the band.
Yeah, we didn't get his name.
He is the guy in the band.
Okay. Lead guitar player, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are just friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the reason I'm asking is it's not my business, but Sam was kind of wondering. He said there's been a lot of, like, you know, back when the band was playing live and you'd go see him, you seem to have like a little bit of a thing for Tyler, the lead guitar player. And then he said the other day that he found a receipt in the garage on the floor that said roller dog, roller dog, roller dog. And he asked you, and he's like, why did you order 3 roller dogs? Was that a lunch that you shared in the car with Tyler?
Okay, I may have lied about that, but we were just hanging out. I didn't want Sam to get mad.
So sometimes it's better just not get Sam mad. It's just easier to like just skim over it and you know.
It makes me feel like you're worried about, like, if you're afraid to tell like your partner that you're hanging out with someone, it's because there's something within that there's a guilt. So I would assume that it's because you and Tyler either have feelings for each other or you have crossed a line, maybe.
You're right. It's not a good sign. I guess we have feelings for each other, but we've just been hanging out.
Well, how do you think Sam should feel about that one? I mean, you know, you're supposedly in a relationship with Sam.
I am. It's just, I thought he could tell I wasn't really feeling it anymore.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I mean,
he said they haven't hooked up since, like, except for one time in, like, this year.
He said the last time they had hooked up was on Valentine's Day.
Sam was a great guy, and we're really close. We're just, like, our relationship has more evolved to just, like, a deep friendship.
I was under the impression that you guys lived together. Because you talked about the garage floor.
That's why it's so hard.
You do live together.
Yeah. But it's hard to just, like, end things when you have all that history and stuff.
Oh, so you just want to actually end things. I mean, Sam, I don't think Sam is there on that same page yet.
Well, you guys kind of forced my hand, I guess.
So there it is. War of the Roses, kind of a quick ending. She's just done.
Yeah.
She is ready to go be with a guitar player, I guess.
It says, thank you for getting the call for War of the Roses done earlier than 8 so I can listen all the way through.
I appreciate that.